Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Pastor George is back, and he's loaded. He's got more faith words to give you today than ever. Today, it's bulldog faith.
Bulldog faith.
Bulldog.
Bulldog faith.
Bulldogs don't quit.
That's right.
They're aggressive.
They're aggressive. They're determined.
They hang on.
And I believe, Gloria, since we started this series a couple of days ago, I believe that our folks are getting aggressive out there with their faith. I believe that some of them may have been discouraged about some things, but their faith is getting built up.
All kidding aside, you have to have aggressive faith.
You really do.
Because the devil, you're fighting darkness, you're fighting wicked spirits, fighting the devil, you're fighting doubt and unbelief in people around you.
Right.
And if you don't stay strong, you'll give in to it.
People are fighting symptoms in their physical body.
Yep.
They're fighting payments that are due that may not look like they can be done.
Get that word, get your scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in your eyes, in your ears, in your heart. Put it in your mouth and don't change.
Don't change. Be like God.
Yes.
Don't change. Don't change.
Don't change.
So that's what we're doing, Gloria. We're talking about bulldog faith. We're talking about getting back up on your faith, getting strong, encouraging yourself in the Lord. Faith is a force. It's a creative force. It is a force that moves mountains. It will remove that mountain when you activate your faith. And faith can be developed. It can grow. It can get stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, all of the fruit of the Spirit is that way, Gloria. You can become stronger in love and stronger in patience and stronger in long-suffering. And so in this aggressive faith, all of these notes that we're teaching, and like what happened yesterday, we only got halfway through those notes. All of these notes are available to you online. All you have to do is go to kcm.org. The information is there for you.
George, you're a great researcher.
Oh, well.
Thank you for researching this
for us. Researched you. That's what I've done. You and Kenneth have been at the forefront of my research for this project.
Praise God.
And you know, Gloria, as I shared the other day, Terry and I were in a place of frustration, or I was, that year that we had to move several times. And the Lord got on me about it. He got on me about it, and He said, get back up on your faith and get aggressive. Get aggressive about it. And all of that took place in 2002, all of what I'm teaching you right now came out of that time. It's been developed over the years, but this is really the first time I've ever taught this on television, that we have to get aggressive about it.
Speaking of aggressive faith, think about it. Satan has come not to build you up, but to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
That's his M.O.
Yep.
He thinks that's his job. Because he thinks we've got what belongs to him when you get right down to it.
He lost it, yeah. He wants it back.
You tell him that. Devil, you lost it. You get out of my place, out of my
space. You know, it says in Peter that he goes about as a roaring lion. We need to be as the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Listen to the rest of it.
Yeah.
Seeking whom he may
devour.
He's looking for the weak link.
Yep.
And I'm not going to be it.
I'm not going to be it. I'm not going to be that weak link either. Here,
whom he may devour.
Everybody. I'm going to read that. That scripture just jumped up on the inside of me. I'm going
to
read that one to you. It says, I can find it here. Yes, I can. It says in 1 Peter 5, this is good. It's good. It's talking about casting all of your care. Now, that's good. We can back up and say, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care over upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Why? Mm-hmm. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom you resist steadfast in the faith.
That's what it takes.
In
Isn't
bulldog
that
faith.
That's exactly what it takes.
That's it. We need to resist the devil.
And we need to maintain that. That's not going to just be every once in a while.
Right, right.
Every Christmas.
That's right.
Every New Year.
That's right.
He's desperate.
Yeah.
If he can't steal it, he doesn't have it.
You know, I've heard Brother Keith teach this. I've heard Brother Hagin teach this. And that one of the reasons why people lose their healing is because they're not strong enough to keep it. Their faith.
They're not strong enough Yeah, that's right, because it'd be weakness.
Yeah, it would be a weakness. So all that we're saying here is that there is an aggressiveness about our faith that we need to have, and that you may be in a position right now where you've been discouraged about something, or the devil's tried to bring something into your household, and you can literally feel the devil sifting you, that scripture we read in Luke 22. You can literally feel yourself going down on the inside. Get back up on your faith right now. Get aggressive about your faith.
That's right.
And that's what we're talking about today. That's what this outline is about. Aggressive faith.
Yes, ma'am. I want to read these scriptures. Yeah. This is 1 Peter 5:6. And this is the Amplified Bible.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're reading it from the Amplified.
Therefore, humble yourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God. In other words, to obey Him, to do what He says, to say what He says. That in due time He may exalt you, casting the whole of your care.
Yes, all
of it. You and I ought not have any care that's not already cast.
That's right.
It ought to already be cast. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all,
that's good.
On Him, that's for good. He cares for you affectionately. This is faith. This is what faith does. Mm-hmm. Cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Be well balanced. Temperate of mind. Be vigilant. Don't be lazy, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Be cautious. Watch what you're doing.
Right.
Watch what you say.
Right.
Watch what you think, because what you think will come out your mouth if you don't do something.
That's right.
For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone. That's not me.
I'm not
going to be that person.
No.
Seeking some weak person with their guard down, saying the wrong things, you could say. Mm-hmm. Seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Here's what we're supposed to do.
Wow.
We're supposed to be strong. Withstand him.
That's good.
Be firm in faith.
Oh, glory. That's
don't
wonderful.
Don't be moved by what's going on.
Yeah.
By what you see.
Yeah.
By what anybody says. By what you feel. Be firm. Okay, George, here you are. You're having a pain. You don't say, oh, what is it? What am I catching?
Yeah.
What have I got? No, you be firm in faith.
That's
you
right.
say, I'm healed by his stripes. I'll not have any deficiency in my body.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus. Withstand him. Be firm in faith against his onset. Rooted, established, strong. This is you, George. Rooted, established, strong, immovable, determined, knowing that the same suffering are appointed to your brotherhood. It's not something that is throughout the whole body. It's not something that's uncommon
right.
man,
uncommon.
In other words.
Yes,
you
that's
can
right.
handle this.
Yeah.
You can do this,
yes,
George.
Yes.
You can be strong.
Wow.
Tell that pain, that disease, that
that's
lack.
Right. That's
get
right.
out. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, that's
that,
good. Thank
that
you.
Good? That
thank you.
Good.
That's really good.
That.
Amplified translation is so amplified. Oh, it really is.
It's marvelous. I've had this one redone a couple of times.
Well, you're talking there about this aggressive faith, and let's hit a couple of things together.
Weak faith, it's not going to produce.
It won't cut it. Mm-mm.
If you don't let it go, it's still operating.
That's right. You know, again, you liken it to the development of a muscle that if a person trains and works out, when they begin, maybe they couldn't pick up that thing over there or that particular weight. But the more they trained, then that heavier
that's
weight
good.
They couldn't pick up, they're able to do it.
That's
there
right.
are things that we are able to pick up. Like, for instance, we talked about yesterday a 10,000 and a 50,000 seat facility. Well, we've changed in 50 years, the 40 years that I've been here.
Yeah.
And you literally pick up something by faith. And when your faith is developed, it doesn't look hard. You know that God will provide.
That's
You've
right.
seen Him do it over and over and over again, and you stand on the Word of God, and you see that it's going to get you through. There's
That's
no
right.
question about it. The nature of faith is aggressive. It is aggressive. And one of the scriptures that we use...
It has to be strong.
It has to be.
The devil and all of his hosts and most of the people around you are trying to talk you out of it.
That's so
calling
true.
You fanatic.
That's so true.
Or whatever.
That's so true.
I'm
it's like
trying to think of what they used to call us, but it kind of slips my mind right now.
Fanatics.
That'd be a start.
Extreme.
Oh, that's it. Extreme.
Extreme.
They're extreme. Yeah,
extreme.
We are.
Mm-hmm. And I remember Brother Copeland talking about the time he was driving Brother Roberts, and Brother Roberts turned to him and said, people will tell you can't do it.
That's right.
And then he told him the three things to do that he needed to find out the will of God, yep. Confer no longer with flesh yep. and blood, and get your job done.
At any cost.
At any cost.
That's it.
Faith is an aggressive force. Listen to this. This is Hebrews chapter 11. And we read this yesterday, but it bears repeating again. This is the nature of faith. In verse 32 of Hebrews chapter 11, it says, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and of the prophets who through faith did what? Subdued kingdoms. Glory, yeah. They subdued kingdoms
That's
through
right.
faith. They did
said.
Righteousness through faith. They obtained promises through faith. They stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of the fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong.
Amen.
They waxed valiant in fight, and they turned to flight the armies of the aliens. All of this took place by yeah. faith.
Yes, that's
right. It did it by faith. And we found out, I looked up the word aggressive, Gloria. You can see it there in your notes. The word aggressive means an all-out effort to win. It is bold. It's boldly and relentlessly assertive.
Aggressive faith.
That's what aggressive faith is.
You know, really, if it's not aggressive faith, it's not doing much.
That's true. If
because
it's not,
you gotta,
it's
you
not doing
much. You
have
an enemy who is a thief, a killer. He's come to steal,
that's
kill,
right.
and destroy.
That's
and
right.
that's his only job.
That's right.
And he wants what you've got.
Yeah.
And he wants
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So if
yeah.
you're not, if you're not, if you're not having any, having to stand,
yep.
you're probably not much of a threat.
That's right. Well, that's true. And I think what you're saying here is that we have to stir up our faith. We've got to stir ourselves up in these things to be able to get over and above that attack,
that's right.
that lie, whatever the devil's putting to you and at you. We've got to wake up our faith and be aggressive yeah. about this and take what God has already done for us.
Let me read to you what George has, the definition George has for aggressive. An all-out effort
all
to
out.
Win. Boy, that says it, George.
That says it.
Boldly
it.
And relentlessly assertive.
Mm-hmm.
Bold. You don't quit. Forward, pushy, militant, forceful.
Yeah.
Who are we forceful and pushy to? The
yeah,
devil.
The devil.
And circumstances.
Yes, yes.
That he's created. Ready to fight, tough, violent.
That's it.
Aggressive
That's it.
Faith.
That's it. A person who is developed in their faith, they're ready. They are ready for anything that comes at them because they know who they are. They know who they are in Christ.
That's right.
And, you know, I think about that story that Brother Copeland tells about Ain Eilie.
Ain
Eilie.
I remember Ain Eilie.
And how she was in the hospital and they were saying, you need to come. You need to come right away.
Eilie's dying.
Eilie's dying. And Brother
what
Copeland,
a great confession.
Brother Copeland went into low, slow.
Yeah.
You know, and he was with Vinetta, his mother, at that time. I guess you guys were over there at the house, and
yeah.
and he said, "Mother, make me some eggs."
Ain't Eilie's the dying, and he's
wanting eggs. Well, what he's doing is he's going into that place of faith.
Yes, sir.
And I'll
the
tell
faith
you,
mode.
The faith mode. Well, he went. Long story short, he went to the hospital, and Ain't Eilie lived.
Yeah.
But you know, that happened to me the other day. Somebody called and there was something urgent. And Terry was like, come on, we need to. And I went into low, slow. I went down into that faith gear. And I just sat for a little bit and just said, Lord, what do you want us to do about
yeah.
this? That's how faith does. Faith is in command at all times. Faith is in control at all times. Show me somebody who has a bulldog faith developed on the inside, and I'll show you somebody who cannot be moved. I'll show you somebody that looks like the 112th Psalm. Evil tidings may come their way, but their hearts are established. They shall not be moved.
Faith mode, when I think about the other side of faith mode,
mm-hmm.
I think about our family.
Mm.
If a member okay. of our family, like one somebody who was diagnosed with some serious meningitis,
right, right,
or something,
right,
serious.
Right.
Or if they had, you know, if they had an accident. But this one that I'm thinking about was something in the middle of the night came to one of the kids, and they had to take them to the her, mm-hmm, to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we all trooped down there. You
That's
know,
right.
We might have put our raincoat over our pajamas or whatever, but we got
true.
To that
That's
hospital,
true.
And
That's
we were
right.
out there, and maybe...
Yep.
8 of us or 10 of us were
mm-hmm.
out there
mm-hmm.
in the waiting room, believing God,
yep.
praying. I think it was it meningitis?
That was Lindsay.
Like that. Something
with the
serious.
Men at Christmas that time,
yeah.
many years ago.
Yeah. And so think about, if something comes up, don't panic. Don't start saying unbelieving things.
That's good.
Go into faith mode.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Lay hands on whoever it is. Get the healing scriptures. Lay hands on them. Pray
That's
for
it.
Them.
That's it.
Go to the hospital. I'm telling you, there's no room for anybody else in that waiting room if one of us is down there.
I like
in
that,
trouble.
Gloria. Go into faith mode.
Yeah.
Go down. And we should, really, we should always be in that faith
yeah. stand
place.
By.
But on standby. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when a phone call comes in, you're not thrown for a loop. You're not
no.
you're not throwing your hands up and getting all upset.
No.
I try to monitor myself. You know, like a heart monitor monitors the heart. I try to monitor myself, and you monitor yourself to see if you're in faith.
Yeah.
And you can really see if a person is in faith when the bad news comes and they lose it. They go completely berserk and run around the house and say, we got to do this, we got to do that. As opposed to a person who's developed this bulldog faith that just is solid as a rock. Gloria, I want to be that person. I want to be the person who is solid as a rock. And I'm not moved, I'm not shaken. You cannot shake me. You can't, devil, you can't do anything that would shake us.
Now, if somebody, say in our family, I'm thinking about an incident where there was a very serious disease fought one of the younger children, and word went out, so-and-so has been diagnosed
yes.
with so-and-so.
Yes, yes, yes.
What did the family do? They got it, and she's in the hospital. We got it in gear.
Yeah,
we filled
That's
up
it.
The waiting room.
Get your faith in gear.
We stayed down there
yep.
for hours and hours
yep.
praying and believing God.
That's right.
She came out of that
she
place.
She came out of it.
Oh, well. So, you know, you got to have aggressive faith
mm-hmm.
when you're challenged.
Mm-hmm.
We believe we won't be challenged, but when
That's
we
right.
are challenged, we have to have aggressive faith.
We do.
Stay with it.
We do. You know, Gloria, we've got a few moments left on this, and I'm just so enjoying... We're not even on our notes, but I'm just so enjoying this. But
well,
let me read something. Let me just kind of just lightly go over this with
Remember
you.
Remember faith mode.
Faith mode.
Okay.
In Samuel, we were going to talk about this. David was aggressive, and this is how we should be where the devil is concerned. It says in 1 Samuel 17:48, it came to pass when the Philistine, this is page 2.
Okay.
When the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, David hasted mm-hmm. and ran toward the
yeah,
army to meet the Philistine. That's what faith does. Faith
yep.
runs head on instead of running away from the situation. It runs head on
to win the battle.
To win the battle. And I am so inspired by what David did. The word hasted in the Hebrew, suddenly he went headlong with great speed. I mean, that's what faith does. It runs headlong into the lack situation. It runs headlong into the physical situation. It runs headlong into whatever the challenge is. David had that faith. And I wrote this down here, and again...
Look what it says on number 2, your note. Read that.
Suddenly he went headlong with great speed.
Glory. Headlong to victory.
Headlong to victory. That's
yes.
what we have to do.
Amen.
David knew his covenant, and he ran aggressively toward the army. And I wrote this down here. This is what we have to say. Devil, get out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
I will either go past you or I'm going to run through you. Either way, I'm going to possess everything that rightfully belongs to me in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Bulldog faith does not roll over and play dead. Bulldog faith attacks the problem headlong. And like I said I think it was yesterday, somebody's going down today and it ain't going to be me.
That's good. That's good.
It ain't going to be me. And then this last part that I had here, aggressive faith is relentless. It's absolutely relentless. And the scripture that the Lord gave me was Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
That is a key scripture right there.
The Amplified, let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess or acknowledge of it. For he who promised is reliable and faithful to his word. We have
Praise
to be
God.
Constant, relentless.
Yeah.
We have to keep this relentless pressure on the devil. And we do it with our words, our thoughts, our actions, our entire being. We do not allow the situation to put pressure on us.
You know, George, we've got, I forget now how many children, grandchildren, parents we have, but it's 30 plus,
I
think, in the family.
Yeah.
And we've had very few times where we've had an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when we have,
yes,
we get it in gear.
That's a good way to put it. I like
we
that.
We get it in gear. The word passes around.
Yep.
If somebody's had to go to the hospital, I only remember once or twice when somebody was in the hospital, but there could have been more. And we descend upon that. We fill up a waiting
room. That's right.
Room. There's no room for other
Same thing
people
when babies were born, all the babies were being born.
Now we've done
we
that
would
a lot
just
with
we would just take over the waiting room
and sit
and sit and eat
bring
and pray.
Our thermoses, our cookies. We come for the camp.
And if there's anything, and there've been a couple of times with babies that there were some issues that we just prayed them through.
Yeah, that's right.
And we stood in our faith and we didn't just go, oh, woe is us, and put our head in our hands and what are we going to do? And you've never seen these two do this. We have never seen that happen. It's always been an aggressive faith. And you know something? We've taken the clue from you and Kenneth that whenever we've called you about an issue or something, no matter what you're doing, you may be watching TV or something, you guys just get on it and get in prayer over it. And you know, Terry and I do the same thing. The other day we were sitting, we had a long day at the office. We got home, and you know, now that we're in our latter, great latter years.
Greater years.
Sometimes, because we don't have kids there anymore, sometimes we come home, we'll be home at 7 o'clock, we put our pajamas on.
I thought everybody did that.
We sit on the couch and we may watch TV, but the phone will ring. Something's going on. Somebody needs prayer. I mean, we sit there, pause that thing, and we're always in faith mode, but there are times when the challenge hits, and I mean, you roll up your sleeves and here we go.
That's right.
And we are always ready, always prepared, and we are relentless where the devil is concerned.
And you know, I don't think this is a coincidence. We're out of time, but I don't think this is a coincidence. That doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't.
The devil knows he's spinning his wheels.
That's right. That's so true.
That's right.
And I believe
we get after him.
There is at Kenneth Copeland Ministries right now faith momentum.
Yes.
Like I have never
Praise
seen
God.
Before. Gloria, I've never seen it quite like this.
Praise God.
I've never seen your husband quite like this. He's like a man from another planet. You know, Brother Copeland, as you well know, he will be 80 next year. Next year in 2017.
They'll fly in jets.
And I believe what we're seeing right now, give me that sign. Give me that sign.
Hush
I want to show
up.
Them that sign that says we're out.
We're out.
We're out
right.
of time.
We're out
okay,
of
I'll
debt.
Just say
we're
this.
We're out of trouble.
We are seeing a
That's
man.
What it means.
We're seeing a man on the precipice of his 80th decade.
Yeah.
And he's practicing what he preaches. A man who has 80 years of faith experience. And I'm seeing it and I'm taking it. And we are alive.
Right
and
now,
I guess,
he's in training on his airplane jet.
I know. And he's learning how to fly.
Wait, were they trying to tell us?
He's learning how to fly a seaplane. Gloria, I guess we better wrap this one up.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.